This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
We're back at halftime. Huskers comfortably in front, 38-3 on a gorgeous Saturday here in Lincoln today. As we do each and every week, a chance to catch up with University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds and see what's on your mind today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Fantastic. With that score, yeah.
Well, it's hard to be upset right now.
Yeah.
So maybe a couple things. Great news from yesterday with the state forecasting board.
Yeah.
I think they came in at a place where we should... There should be no doubt that our budget funding request to the legislature for the next biennium will be funded. And so I'm excited about where we are, that the economy is starting to pick up a bit. But what I really want to talk about today is the good work that our faculty is doing. When you think of transforming lives through research and through innovation, the scientists and researchers at the University of Nebraska are absolutely doing just that. Our faculty are literally working day and night to make a difference for Nebraskans. And, you know, these are the people whose stories don't get told nearly enough. They're making a difference for the University of Nebraska's nearly 53,000 students. They're making the university an engine for economic growth and improving the quality of life in every corner of the state of Nebraska.
Please tell us some more about this faculty.
Yeah, I'd really like to do that. So let's start with a topic that unfortunately is close to every Nebraskan, and that's cancer. The Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center is changing the lives of the one in every two Nebraskans who will sometime in their lifetime hear the words, "You have cancer." And I'd like to highlight the work of Dr. Sarah Thayer. She's the physician in chief for the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center at the Med Center. She is an internationally recognized physician scientist, which means that she has both an MD and a PhD. And so she looks at cancer from both a research perspective and a clinical perspective. And this really embodies the philosophy of the Cancer Center, which brings researchers and physicians and patients together under one roof. Sarah came to us from Harvard Medical School, where she spent 13 years treating and researching cancer. So she's an expert in pancreatic cancer, and she's also an active surgeon. She brings that really a multifaceted approach to her role at the Cancer Center.
Any other examples you can give us?
Yeah, so maybe another issue that is really close to all Nebraskans, and that is the work that our faculty are doing to increase crop yield. And so the person I'd like to highlight is Dr. Julie Peterson. She's an expert in insect and pest management and an extension specialist in North Platte. When it comes to agriculture, managing pests is challenging both in Nebraska and across the world. For one thing, pests have evolved to be more resistant to insecticides. And then to add to that, farmers need to produce more food for a growing population while reducing the use of environmentally harmful tools like pesticides. And when commodity prices are as low as they are today, we need to make certain that we're capturing every kernel of corn that we can. And so this is a huge problem for farmers in Nebraska. And I'm really excited that we have faculty like Julie located across the state of Nebraska, and they are literally saving the state of Nebraska millions of dollars.
We have talked in the past about research that's being done at the university that supports our military. What can you update us on that?
Yeah, so we are joining the fight in many ways. The University of Nebraska has the nation's leading experts in vaccine development, detection of nuclear materials, psychological studies of terrorists and their networks, and really many other defense-related areas. One of those experts that we have that I'm really excited that he's a part of the university is Dr. Doug Derrick. He teaches and does research at UNO. Mm-hmm. He uses his skills in management information to track and analyze and demystify ISIS. He's an expert at evaluating the leadership, influence, performance, and cyber capabilities of violent extremist groups, including the Islamic State. Doug and a team of UNO researchers are working with the Department of Defense, with Homeland Security, and others to outsmart ISIS. And they found that ISIS delegates authority, markets ideology, and organization through social media to recruit and radicalize and injects corporate practices and structures into the world of terrorism. So simply said, Doug and his team follow ISIS. They keep up with what they're doing on social media. They relay that information back to the Pentagon and gives the Pentagon the opportunity to help make certain that our warfighters are safe.
Yeah, great story. Love hearing that. Any last comments before we wrap up here today?
Well, I couldn't be more excited about the work that's going on at the university. We are absolutely changing lives. We're saving lives through the work of our med center. We're making certain that every person in Nebraska has access to good health care through our work with the med center, but also through telehealth, telepsychiatry, teledentistry. We are producing many of the state's teachers, and the work goes on and on and on.
Well, great to see you. Go enjoy the second half of this beautiful day.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds with us here at halftime. We've got more halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.